Animal Charity. An interview with two members of an animal charity.
And finally tonight, good news for conservationists everywhere with the launch of a new charity, BBBBB. Bring the British Bandicoot Back from the Brink. Their aim is to stop the total extinction of the little-known British Bandicoot. The British Bandicoot, Moira?
Thanks, John. Well, I'm joined tonight by Camilla Pongleton-Jones, founder and chairperson of Bring the British Bandicoot Back from the Brink. So, Mrs. Pongleton-Jones, why the bandicoot?
Oh, call me Camilla, Moira, darling. We're not at all formal here at BBBBB. And remember, our slogan is, oh, please, BBBBB generous. And people have been giving us lots of money.
I imagine that many people at home won't have heard of the British Bandicoot. Perhaps you could tell us a bit about this very rare animal. What do they look like?
Well, they're quite big, with dark fur and a long tail. Or is it small? I never remember. Oh, yes, they're quite small, with light fur and a short tail.
I'm sorry. Are they big or small?
Well, they're small when they're young, and then they get a bit bigger as they get older, and their fur changes colour in the winter. It's darker in summer.
And the tail?
The male has a tail. And people can send donations to...
And what about diet?
Well, they eat typical small, big, mammal food. Like cheese.
Cheese? How do they find cheese in the wild?
With difficulty. This is why they are nearly extinct. There's not much cheese left in the wild. This is a big problem if you're a bandicoot. I mean, they can't just go to the supermarkets like you and I and... As I said, people can send donations to...
And is the bandicoot's habitat under threat?
Absolutely. The British bandicoot's natural home has been disappearing over the past 10 years. We've been collecting money to raise enough to open a bandicoot sanctuary here in central London.
In central London? Isn't that a strange place to have an animal sanctuary?
No, not at all. Well, the bandicoot likes to spend time indoors, where it can be safe and warm, where it can watch television and read a good book, play table tennis even.
I beg your pardon?
Well, like all wild animals, the bandicoot needs room. So we're hoping to buy a large 8-bedroom house here in central London as headquarters for our charitable work. Once we've got a safe, comfortable home where we can live and work, we can start looking for a bandicoot to save. It's all been planned scientifically. We've been campaigning for the bandicoot for 2 or 3 weeks now, and we hope to raise the £1 million necessary for the house in London very soon. People can send donations to...
Now, I googled the British bandicoot this afternoon, and I must say, I couldn't find anything about it.
No. You've been looking at the wrong websites, Moira.
So, do you have a picture of the animal?
Well, we've been trying to find one for a couple of weeks now, but none exist. Photographs, not bandicoots, I mean. They're terribly shy animals. No one knows where to find one.
So, how are you going to find any to save, Mrs. Pongleton-Jones?
Well, that's step two of our programme, Moira. One step at a time. Step one is buying a large, comfortable house in central London first. We haven't started planning step two yet.
Back to you in the studio, John.